Since Republicans took control of the Florida legislature, there have only been two black committee chairs, and Senate President Joe Negron appointed the second, Orlando Democrat Randolph Bracey, the new Senate Criminal Justice Committee chair. Negron says he based his decision on Bracey's past background and reputation in the House, as well as his own personal observations. He says that alone made Bracey ideal for other committee roles as well.
He has an expansive portfolio of assignments. If you look at his committee assignments, he's on banking and insurance. You know, he's in judiciary. He's on appropriations. He's on regulated industries. I mean, those are very coveted spots in the Senate, and that reflects the ability he has based on part one of my decision making, that he has extraordinary capabilities and I think will be a leader in the Senate. So that was my thought process on how I arrived at that particular chair.
Negron says both he and Bracey share similar views on one of the Senate president's top priorities, decriminalizing adolescents and not incarcerating juveniles for minor offenses. But he also doesn't want to limit those types of reforms to juveniles.
I think there's a growing consensus in both parties to make sure that obviously we have dangerous people incarcerated and we want to keep our crime rate low. But at the same time, having people serve time in prison for technical violations of probation that could have been dealt with in another way, it's not making us safer. You know, and I talked about this, when you look at our incarceration rates compared to other countries, it's pretty startling.
And Bracey agrees.
One thing, I do believe that we over-sentence people, juveniles, but also adults for low-level nonviolent crimes. And so that's something I want to address. I think we need to do more in the back end when people get out, helping them to get back on their feet. So we'll be looking at reentry programs. I mean, we're just going to look at the whole gamut of our criminal justice system and see what needs to be addressed.
Bracey has also worked on several issues as the top Democrat on the House Criminal Justice Committee, but he says criminal justice reform is also personal for him.
You know, this is a personal issue with me because, you know, I've had family members, close friends that have been in the criminal justice system. And so it's just been a passion of mine to look at the criminal justice system and just try to make it fair for everyone.
And Bracey says he was determined to share that personal passion with Senate President Negron.
I made it known that this is something I'm passionate about and I would work hard if I were given the position. Obviously, it hasn't happened really in a very long time. I don't think ever where a Democrat has had the chair of the Criminal Justice Committee. So he's placed a lot of trust in me. I'm appreciative of the opportunity. Obviously, I'm going to work under his direction, but I really want to make a difference here. And so I don't think this is a symbolic gesture. I think the Senate president is serious about criminal justice reform. But I was surprised when I got the appointment.
Bracey says as chair, many of the bills he'll be filing will be criminal justice related. But on a personal note, he'd like to look at how the state criminalizes low-level marijuana possession, but he's on the fence about filing it.
We'll have to see. I mean, that's a bill that I would file. But I just don't know if the rest of the legislature has the appetite to do that. So in a perfect world, that's something I'd do.
Meanwhile, Bracey isn't the only black Democrat committee chair. Jacksonville Democrat Audrey Gibson was also chosen to chair the Senate Military and Veterans Affairs Space and Domestic Security Committee. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.